I'm Rick Hansen with this check of area news on KJAN. Atlantic School District Business Manager and Board Secretary Mary Beth Fast has accepted a position as Chief Financial Officer for the Urbandale Community School District. The Urbandale School Board approved her hiring during their meeting Monday night. Mary Beth has served the Atlantic School District since 2010. Prior to that, she was employed with the Griswold Community School District. Fast has submitted her resignation letter with her job concluding at the end of the current school year. She'll begin her new position with the Urbandale School District on July the 1st. The Audubon School Board met in a regular session Monday night and acted upon an offer from the Iowa National Guard for the purchase of a portion of the Guard's property for a baseball field. Superintendent Dr. Brett Gibbs told KJAN News.
Now, that's not the entire field. That's out roughly would cover the infield into the armory area there. So the rest of it belongs to the city, who is in the process of turning that over to us. But the board did agree to purchase the National Guard share of that property for $20,000, which of course would be a PEPL expense.
The board also set March the 6th as a date for a public hearing on the fiscal year 2018 school calendar. More information is forthcoming prior to the next school board meeting. Following the hearing, the board is expected to discuss changes to Chapter 20, that's collective bargaining. Gibbs said one of the things that will likely change next year is the elimination of spring break.
And really, we narrowed it down to one option, with the teachers overwhelmingly did not want to have a spring break next year. You know, we've had a spring break about 3-4 years in a row, and I think the novelties kind of wore off a little bit. And so the teachers really felt that next year we'd not take a spring break and maybe get the year done a little sooner than we have been the last 3-4 years. And of course, the final decision is the board's, but the board has had a past practice of always kind of going along with the recommendation from the teachers.
The Audubon School Board also discussed staffing options for FY 2018, keeping in mind the current declining enrollment and decreased state aid.
So we're looking at ways to reduce our cost. So I just reviewed with them last night. You know, we know we ended up with 4 early retirements among our teaching staff. We had another teacher who didn't qualify for early retirement but indicated to the board last night in his letter that he will not be back next year. We had one of our secretaries is taking retirement. So we know we have some openings. How that will affect and, you know, how we fill those or don't fill those will affect the amount of money we can save. Those were kind of some of the options I laid out, but no decisions were made. I just wanted to make them aware that there were some options, not necessarily really attractive options, but with declining enrollment and at 1.1% new state aid, the state didn't give us a lot of attractive options. So we're kind of to that point where our options are try to do things that are going to do the least amount of harm.
Also, as part of the teacher leadership grant, the model teachers appeared before the board to explain what they're doing to help teachers improve.
They've started a nice little video library of teaching lessons that people can go see, whether they're looking for ways to get a class started in the morning, if they're looking for good questioning techniques, you know, how to get asked deeper in-depth questions. The model teachers have taken it upon themselves, working with the instructional coaches, to kind of videotape those and put those in a library for our teachers to utilize. And I think that was a nice presentation by them, showing our board how we're trying to utilize our local experts to improve teaching.
And members of the CAM Community School District's Board of Education Monday night approved a bid of $684,250 from Jensen Builders of Fort Dodge for construction of an addition to the middle school in Messina. Board Secretary and Business Manager Linda Edwards told KJAN News the bid was well below the engineer's estimate of $740,000 for the project.
It's the South Elementary Music Room and a preschool addition, one building.
Jensen Builders hopes to begin construction on or before April 1st, with completion by August 1st. The board Monday also received an update on the bleacher stairs project. Linda Edwards says they're looking at modifying the bleachers in the high school and middle school gymnasiums to add steps with handrails in the middle of the bleachers on both sides. Recently, the SCORE organization, that's Spinal Cord Opportunities for Rehabilitation Endowment, fully funded modifications to the bleachers to make handicapped accessible area on one side of the high school gym in Anita. The board also discussed the vehicle fleet at CAM and a possibility of leasing a couple of more buses within the next few months and maybe even a car. No decision was made on the matter, though, and the board accepted the resignation and early retirement of high school math teacher Julie Stender, effective at the end of the school year. They also approved a contract for Vanessa Hoover as paraeducator at the North Elementary School. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board has agreed to a 2-year master contract with the district's certified staff. The agreement includes a 2.9% total package increase for the 2017-18 school year and a 2% increase for 2018-2019. The agreement was reached last Friday after the teachers' union voted on Thursday to approve the same agreement. And middle school students will gather in separate locations today as officials work on repairing their water-damaged school in Sergeant Bluff. A water main broke in the boiler room and let loose a torrent of water at around 7 p.m. Monday at the Sergeant Bluff Luton Middle School. The water spread inches deep in some places in the hallways, library, lunchroom, gymnasium, computer lab, and wrestling room. Classes were canceled Tuesday but will be held in different locations today. Superintendent Rod Earlywine said that 8th grade students will report to the high school, 7th graders will go to the community center, and 6th grade students will report to the elementary building. Earlywine says the plan will likely hold through Friday with the hope that students can return to their school on Monday. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, Creston police say two people were taken into custody on separate warrants Tuesday afternoon. 47-year-old Dennis Speed of Creston was arrested at his home on a Polk County warrant for escape, and 51-year-old Lori Graham of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for parole violation. Both were being held without bond, with Speed held in the Union County Jail and Graham in the Ringgold County Jail. Creston police said also a resident of the 1100 block of South Pat Street reported Tuesday night that sometime over the noon hour Tuesday, her daughter's iPhone S5S in a gold case was stolen while she was at the Creston school. The loss was estimated at $500. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County Tuesday issued 12 separate arrest reports, many of which were OWI-related. Among those taken into custody recently was 30-year-old Melissa Cloughley of Avoca, who was arrested Sunday for domestic abuse, assault with injury, and child endangerment. The assault charge stems from two separate incidents whereby she allegedly assaulted her husband. The couple's 1-year-old male child was in the home when the incidents occurred. Authorities said also 40-year-old Timothy Lee Anderson of Oakland was arrested last Friday evening for domestic assault with injury after he allegedly assaulted his wife, causing apparent minor injuries. Anderson was also charged with fifth-degree criminal mischief for allegedly damaging a smartphone valued at $132. An Oakland man was arrested Monday evening for driving while barred, OWI first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 53-year-old Christopher Scott Donaldson was taken into custody following a traffic stop on Highway 6 in Pottawatomie County. The owner of the vehicle was cited for allowing an unauthorized person to drive her vehicle. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.